What about, let's say one of the lights went out up there, you'd have to replace the...
Light bulb?
What about if you were going out to hang up your clothes, you'd probably carry them out there in a...
No, hamper, a basket, clothes basket.
Something like
that. That's right.
Yeah, we were talking about a barrel a minute ago. Do you know what you call those, I guess it'd be kind of some kind of a metal thing that would keep the barrel staved together?
That is the, what are them bands, metal bands you could,
Well, that's a metal band, but
then
see, that's not barrels and staves.
I know the barrels are staves, but the bands that go around them, the metal bands.
You just always call them bands. Bands
going
around
a
barrel.
I don't know. If it's got a name, I don't remember.
They might have one.
Have you ever heard people call them barrel hoops or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
hoops.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what it is?
I guess it is. Okay. You know?
What about this thing, you probably see people play with your mouth, you know, you blow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a, right. What are you talking about, a juice harp or a right. French harp?
Oh, let's see, a juice harp is one of them.
One of them things you do like that, you know, and right. you do it through your teeth.
Yeah.
And then the French harp, harmonica, is the one you play mouth organ.
You blow it.
Right.
The
Jews
harp makes kind of a twangy.
Yeah, right. Never could. I'm trying to knock your teeth out if you don't watch what you're doing.
Yeah, it looks dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Knock the enamel off. Chip a tooth or something.
Yeah.
What about, talking about maybe a few tools, what do you call the thing that you use to pound nails with?
Hammers.
Well, we were talking about wagons a minute ago. Do you know what you call that thing that if you have a wagon and two horses, let's say, that long wood piece between
that's
the horses?
That's the wagon tongue.
That's the wagon.
Right.
Well, what about if you had a buggy and you wanted to hitch your horse to the buggy, you'd have to back it in between?
That's right. That's the buggy.
The spokes come out from it.
That's right.
And they attach to the
axle.
Yeah. And then, what do you call the outer edge of the wheel?
That's the wagon.
It's a band around it.
That's the wagon. Oh, Lord. That man told us last year in that wagon train, but for
yeah. Uh-huh. I forgot. That's old Honda wagon.
It's a metal wagon. Wagon. Now you got me there.
Is it just the rim?
Rim around the edge, a steel rim.
The wagon wheel, is that thing, have you ever seen it put together in sections maybe?
Well, it's spokes. The spokes go in the hub, you say.
Right.
And then the thing that goes in each hub is the axle. Right.
Have you ever heard the word filly used to describe anything about a wagon wheel?
What now?
A filly.
Filly.
Haven't heard anything about that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Also, yeah, you know, a wagon, the traces on a wagon, those things come back and attach to a little...
Single trace. Uh-huh.
And if you had another one, they'd both be attached to the...
Tongue. They'd be...